might use, especially if they're, you know, way inland.
Ditches.
Okay.
And well, trenches and we think of the man-made things of that sort as channels, but mm-hmm. If it's a natural thing, I guess it's an arroyo, or it's a valley of some sort between, or it's a low indentation anyway between a higher level.
Mm-hmm.
That's about all.
Okay. And how about, let's go back for a minute to the water now. The up here, or I should say down, below, between here and Corpus Christi, I mean between here and ANICC,
mm-hmm.
What do you call that area in there? Do you know those?
Oso.
Mm-hmm. Now what does that mean?
Well, we refer to those if they're not used. Of course, these are beautified and they've been cultivated and filled in with fertile soil. But if they're just untouched really by main hands, we call them flats, salt flats.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good. And let's see now. And of course, we've got what other kinds of land formations have we got around here? I was trying to.
Well, we have sand dunes.
Mm-hmm.
And to us, they are our mountains, you know, even if they're just.
What about the. How would you describe this this land that extends all along here that the farmers are farming on? How would you, not the type of soil, but just what would you call the terrain? How would you describe it?
Farmland.
Okay. Mountainous?
Anything but.
Okay, what would you say instead?
It's flat or level.
Okay. Okay, maybe we'll think of other things as we go along there. Now let's talk about the little various kinds of the water that comes from the middle of Texas and flows down into the bay or all along there. And we've got various sizes that run into the
well, you refer to which way that the water might drain would be a watershed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then if it's where a river begins or several rivers come into one, it's the mouth of the river.
Mm-hmm. Now, if the river, of course, rivers would indicate a fairly large body of water, fairly large stream, I guess you could say. What about smaller than that? There are smaller things.
Streams.
Okay. Something smaller than the Nueces River. What other names do we have for smaller, something smaller than a river, but like a river?
Creek.
Okay. If there's today, like we had a lot of rain today, and there are places that are dry, you know, kind of places that water would naturally run through because it's so low, it's like a little valley or something. But that when there's a lot of rain, it has a lot of water running through it. What would you call something like that?
Drain.
Okay. Can you name some of the streams and rivers and creeks and so on in this area?
Well, the Nueces River,
mm-hmm.
Turkey Creek. I'm trying to think the one that flows through Refugio. It's bound to hit Woodsboro.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, there's the Mission.
Mission, I believe, is what I'm trying to think mm-hmm. about. We're talking about fresh water now, aren't we?
Fresh or any of the bodies, any kinds of water. There are just some names around here that you would...
Oso.
Mm-hmm.
But bays?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we've got the Nueces Bay, we've got mm-hmm. Corpus Christi Bay, and we'll pick up Matagorda Bay, and I'm trying to think of the...